Dave and Fionnuala with you after a little break. Did you miss me, Fionnuala? Did you miss me?
Absolutely pining for you is what I was doing. And I hope you've been missing me as well. And
yes,
considering now you're going to have to take another week before we actually see each other.
I know. You're so close, but yet so far away, Fionnuala.
We were spoiled there, side by side in our studios, looking through that pane of glass. And Dave, I really am missing the whole, do you want a cup of tea, when a couple of songs are on. I'm missing that, Dave.
I nearly wrote to you and was like, do you want a cup of tea? And then I thought, well, that is totally illogical. How am I going to get it to you? Maybe we could experiment this week, because you are quite close to where I am right now. Maybe while a song is playing, we tell you what's going on. I run and give Fionnuala tea. I don't know, would it make fantastic radio, though? Would it be exciting enough?
I feel like you'd need to rope someone in. You'd have to have someone sitting there in the car park with the car ready to go. I'd have to make sure the door was, you know, unlocked. There would have to be logistics worked out, but Dave, I think we could make it happen.
How are you finding the isolation?
Like, look, if I'm completely honest, I'm not the type of person that would find it overly difficult. Like, the past few days have been couch, they've been watching TV, they've been reading. Book recommendation, 2 years too late, because I know everyone has already watched it or read it. Finally got around to reading Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club. It was fantastic, as everyone had said. Got through that. So I haven't found it, you know, now that I've got over the kind of nasty head cold symptoms and the sore throat has receded and all that, I'm not doing too badly.
Yeah, not to diminish what you're going through, but what you described there is a Fionnuala holiday at home anyways. Reading, sleeping, eating. Any loss of smell or taste?
Thankfully not. I'm not going to lie, though. I've been overly sensitive to that. Like, I made, it was meant to be a chili chicken thing. I was kind of like, God, is this smelling as much as it should? I don't know what's going on. So I've been extra sensitive to that. Yeah. But no, I'm still able to taste and smell, thankfully.
No, I get you. What can happen is when you're anticipating symptoms, then you're questioning the chili might taste the exact same time, exact same every single time. But when you have this, you're a bit like, does it always taste like this?
Because that's it. And look, if there's one thing I could say, because, you know, when I kind of did wake up, it was last Monday night, actually, that I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, okay, something's not right here. Please, if you're thinking, oh, you know, it might be just a cold, it's grand, please just, like, get yourself tested, get it checked out. Because, you know, I knew something wasn't right. I was like, look, I haven't felt like this in a year and a half. Those cold symptoms haven't come on in the last year and a half. So there we are. Just don't be ignoring any symptoms. Do get yourself tested.
Yeah, because you're the most careful person in the world. So when I heard that you got it, I was like, of all people to get it, Fionnuala. No, like, anyone, if, you know, not to try and blow smoke, but if you can get it, absolutely anyone can get it.
Look, I think it's just a matter as well of, yeah, realising that, you know, maybe a little bit of complacency has set in over the last while. And that's easy because we've been living in this so long. But yeah, I'm here to say that even though, you know, as I said, I had one vaccination dose down, I was ready and set to get the second one, had to cancel that, which obviously is a real kick in the teeth. But no, thankfully, look, I haven't been really knocked with it. I think it was actually last Thursday. I thought I was feeling okay. I worked from home that day.
Yeah.
That really knocked me. I took Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I really, really did nothing. So ready to go now for this week.
Fantastic. Well, you know, if you're not feeling up to it, it's okay. Just ring in sick again. I can say nothing to you, Fionnuala. Take another few days in the bed, right?
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.